My brother and my sister
Don't
don't
speak to me. But I don't blame them.
but I don't blame
Blame
my
my
brother
brother
and
and
my
my
sister
sister don't
don't speak
speak
to
to
me.
me.
But
But
I
I
don't
don't
blame
blame
them.
them.
But
But I
I
don't
don't blame
blame
them.
them.
My
My
brother
brother
and
and
my
my
sister
sister don't
don't
speak
speak
to
to
me.
me.
But
But
I
I
don't
don't
blame
blame
them.
them.
But
But
I
I
don't
don't
blame
blame
them.
them.
My
My
brother
brother
and
and
my
my
sister
sister
don't
don't
speak
speak to
to me.
me.
But
But
I
I
don't
don't blame
blame
them.
them.
But
But
I
Hi there, you've got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Hope you're doing well. Robbie Armfield here with me, my two amigos, Bernie Bolgi.
What is up?
And Mitchell JC.
Hype, hype, what's up?
Okay, we get a lot of fan mail asking us how we stay positive. Okay, we've got some texts here. How the heck do you guys stay positive? And that's from Steve in Marrickville. Guys, honestly, how do you stay positive? That's from Sophie in New York. And another one here. Ha ha ha. Love the show, guys. Just maybe less talk. And that's from Winston in Mulan. You get the idea.
Happen.
In a world royally gone to complete shit, a mech is on every effing cul-de-sac. How do the RML boys remain positive? Well, we have decided, after much deliberation on the matter, to spill the effing beans.
Yep.
We thought if we share our inspiring routines with you guys, then maybe we can spread the positivity with you all.
Okay.
Hey, as comedians, we obviously... we
well,
have
that's
to,
what you came for.
As comedians, we obviously have to stay prepped up to the max 24/7. So these routines regimes may sound a little bit crazy, haha, but bear with us as we take you through how we here at RML stay positively positive. Mitchell, how do you do it?
My regime. All right. Wake up every morning to my alarm blaring, I Love Myself by K. Lamar. Hell yeah. Okay, I start with 2-shot espresso, 3 eggs, 5 rash of bacon, and a sausage, and I'm just warming up. Audio-Technica headphones equipped, and I've got K-Dot on rotation.
Absolutely. Love it.
Okay, as soon as my brekkie bowl hits the sink, I sink my feet into the pavement, and I'm off at a brisk jog to the station. Not because I'm late, though yes I am, but because I want to hit the day at full bowl. Generally, by the time I've made it to the station, the cravings hit hard, and I'm ordering a latte for a parte of one. Numero uno, that's me. Am I reliant? Yeah, whatever. Once I'm on location, that might be work, FBI with you boys, morning DJ classes, I head straight to the bathroom as Brecky has more than passed straight through me. Quick solo, sob on the can, because I don't want to bring that negativity to my teammates.
No, you gotta sob on the can.
Quick sob on the can.
Sob on the can, so good, to stay positive.
You gotta stay positive, you don't want to bring that negativity to
Leave
your mates.
Leave that negativity on the bog. Sob on the can.
Then I'll head for another. Yeah, that's what Bernie's about. Then I'll head for a quick mocha run, see if anyone's up for a freshly brewed stew. And then after that, I like to spend the better part of my day reflecting on what I'm thankful for.
Woo!
So this doesn't breed so much productivity, but hell, it keeps me positive.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Bernie, how do you do it? Do hit us up.
Okay, I wake up, no alarm, sorry Mitch, because that's bad vibes
Woo!
For me. I like to go all natural and get my 40 wings without the help of some high-tech voodoo BS. Okay, to start off my day, I polish off a 4-pack of V for brekkie. I'm out the door in no time, heading to the city. I catch the bus. Catching the bus helps me stay positive because I love chatting with all the commuters. Excited for a beautiful day of work in this great city.
Oh.
I usually crank some G Unit or Chingy through my Yui Boom to get me pumped up on the bus.
Yeah.
Once I get into Central.
This is extensive, boys.
This is how you got to do it, though. This is how you got to do it.
7-Eleven at Central, triple shot venti, get my heart started. Usually, high five some people, and then a quick hit of Mother with lunch, and my day is set.
That's a lot of caffeine, Bernie. What do you do, Rob, man?
All right, so I wake up and I usually, like, I'll check my phone.
Yeah.
I'll maybe look at my stocks, the socials, cryptocurrency, et cetera, that sort of thing.
Okay.
A brief stretch and a shower. And then it's downstairs to prepare some brekkie. So usually I'll grab some Weet-Bix, maybe a little bit of a tea.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I'll set aside approximately 90 minutes for a brief perusal of some slow journalism, maybe a quick kip post-perusal, obviously. Little rest. And then I'll cop a whole line of Nurofen Plus, and I'm out the flipping door. So, text in. How do you get ready for the day?
How do you stay positive
in this cruel, cruel world?
God,
text,
that's awful.
It's a text in. The number is
5 Tonight by Opossum from his album Electric Hawaii. That's the alternative moniker of Cody Nielsen. Also goes by Hell vs. T-Rex and recently Silicon. You're listening to RML on FBI.
Let me just test
He had it rigged up with a jerry can 3 months earlier so that it would fire at this precise time.
That accent. Is that coming through?
Oh.
RML on FBI. How are we going? We in LA for Dibba Dibba.
We got the traffic report heading east on M5. We got a big pile up on the west side. Just make sure to avoid the trucks there. There's a few overturned trucks. We have a few fatalities there on the west side of the highway, M5.
On the east side, the timeline has shifted. We got a number of trucks overturned on the Eastern Distributor.
We're in the chopper right now. We got a traffic report coming down in for you now. North Sydney, we got a bit of congestion heading back up onto the M5. Make sure to steer clear of that on your way to work.
We've got a bus full of chefs overturned on the highway, locking it up for all to see.
Reports of a man in a cape flying above the bridge, trying to hold it together.
Hello, hello.
Okay, we got the traffic report. There seems to be a... Someone's got a couple of jerry cans, rigged up a couple of jerry cans on the highway. We got a kilometer trail of petrol. There's been a few fatalities. Okay, heading westbound on the M5, where there's been a few fatalities.
Traffic report! Traffic report!
You gotta tune to RML on FBI Radio 94.5. Robbie Armfield here, Bernie Bolgi, and Mitchell JC.
What's up, what's
on
up?
Your dial. Got a traffic report coming up now. We're.
Just do that, or?
We're experiencing on the Eastern Distributor some heavy setbacks as a result of a number of ambulances just sort of slamming into one another, carrying, funnily enough, a lot of spilled milk.
Yeah.
And there are a number of fatalities involved with that, unfortunately, 10, 20, and rising.
No use crying about that.
No use crying about that. We've got rising sea levels as a result of the Antarctica, which is melting. So everybody think about that, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bigger things to worry about.
Yeah. Trump, if you're listening, it's happening. Yeah. So, okay.
Couple of docos maybe to read up on. Huh?
The ice, it's melting. The sea levels are rising and 20 ambulances piled up in the middle of the Eastern Distributor there.
Al Gore hasn't slept in weeks.
So let me get some levels here. Hello, hello, hello. Hi there, hi there. Yep.
How am I?
Whoa. Oh, can you turn that shit off, man? Okay, we're on live here.
Sure. Mitch, your levels?
My levels, are they good? How are we looking?
Yeah, yep, go.
And might Bernie, be a little bit loud.
Bernie, your levels. Loud.
Hi, how are you? My levels.
Maybe Bernie's a bit quiet.
My levels.
Bernie's quiet. Can we get Bernie up?
My levels. Levels.
Level.
Battle Joint 1 by B-Ball Joints. You're listening to RML on FBI.
It was Junkie shared Pedestrian's article on it. Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we need to talk about that. Fact of
Bruce Willis.
This sharing culture that we're seeing has come about. We need to talk about it.
I wonder what Bruce Willis would think about it.
We just need to talk about it. Because that's the thing, is I saw that, actually, you're right. Yeah, I saw it from Bruce Willis. He shared Pedestrian's article, and Pedestrian had shared Junkie's article, but Junkie hadn't even written it.
Bruce Willis wrote it.
Bruce Willis wrote it.
Mitch, can you just mark this down on the ledger here? Yeah. We need to talk about that, new sharing culture.
Maybe we won't say anything on it.
Not now.
Sharing without caring, really.
Sharing without caring, spilt milk, Heath Ledger, this sort of thing.
What the?
We need to...
Oh, I think they're trying to do a mic break. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we'll be right back in a moment. Sorry. Anyone who ever wanted you, try to tell you what I feel inside. The only thing I ever wanted was the feeling that you... Sorry. Sorry about that.
That wasn't a song break or anything?
Was that meant to be a song break?
Sorry. The producer's just fading us
out. Sorry, we've hired a new producer and he doesn't really know.
There's a lot of... Bernie uses his hands a lot and he seems to think that that's the signal to fade in the music. But
sorry, wait, not me.
What?
Oh, the other guy.
No, the producer. He seems to think you're saying to fade in the music.
We've got your in-house butcher, Jeff, from the Burned Bean in Campbelltown.
Partially
in
blind. Jeff. No, Jeff. No.
Sorry, we'll be right back. Can't you see? Is that one of your favourites, is it, Jeff?
What is that, Simply Red?
He's nodding. Yeah, it's Simply Red, and is it your favourite? He's umming and ahhing, but I think he's, yeah.
It's a great song, though. I'd love to hear the end of that. Maybe
he's just doing shots. It's amazing. Anyway, so, basically,
it's
look.
It's glass, but I don't think he can see us, and it's all fogged up in it.
Let's
hotboxing the producer.
Interestingly enough, he considers himself legally blind in general. He is legally blind in one eye, but as I mentioned, this
he's actually legally blind. He's not on the register.
And sorry, mate. Sweet. Jeff, enough with the music, bro.
I think he's playing with us now.
Is he? Yeah. We can hear it, Jeff. We can hear it. Just
he hasn't turned it off completely.
We might just have
Jeff,
to
I can hear it. It's a little bit there still, man. Can you turn that off?
I can't even imagine what it would be like in the cafe with him.
Oh, it's ridiculous, really.
You put him in charge of music as well, didn't you?
Yeah, he's got his aux plugged in. It's usually just Simply Red, greatest hits.
He didn't even graduate school.
Nah, he didn't graduate primary school.
Well, his mother pulled him out because he said he was blind.
Yeah, but he didn't get on the register. He's actually illegally blind.
He's illegally blind.
Illegally blind. That's a... That's the
nobody know, like the law, like it's not certified at all. Nobody knows he's meant to be blind.
It's the Legally Blonde prequel musical that's coming to the Horden Pavilion.
What, Illegally Blind?
Illegally Blind in December. We're
Reese
actually
Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Okay, mate, we're taking you in. You're not meant to be blind.
Can you
still hear that?
Yeah. Just Jeff, mate. Jeff, can you cut it off? Thanks, bro. Thank you. Let's cut it off. Thanks, Jeff.
Don't die, son, that's not it.
Manchester Boys, Duds, with their song Elastic Feel from their album Of a Nature or Degree, which was put out on Castleface, famously run by John Dwyer of the OC's fame, etc. You've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5.
So now, courtesy of Dinosaur Simulator 2000, here are the 2000 dinosaurs we know and love that will be featured in the game once it reaches alpha mode, hopefully in a couple of years. But the timeline has changed. The timeline has shifted. No, I'm just joking. Okay.
Cut that shit out.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, okay.
Okay, cut that bit.
Cutting that bit out.
And action.
You're listening to a post-edit version of RML on Robbie's Modern Life.
Okay, 2000 dinosaurs, here they are.
Wait a second, give me a fucking minute to load them up.
Whoa.
I mean, we could read them later.
Do it next week.
Should we tease it for next week?
Should we just read out the dinosaur names next week? Just keep putting it on. That would be good. Like, yeah, we get hyped up about reading out all the 2000 dinosaur names, and then we say like, oh, something just cut. Like, we just don't have the attention.
Some bullshit
to do it. Like,
just say some bullshit.
Well, like, then we're like, oh, we'll do it next week.
All right, yeah, let's hype it. Yeah. Okay.
Afrovenator.
Okay. All right, so we'll hype it up.
Oh, we could just read them out. I've got the whole list.
No. We'll do it next week.
Have you got the same one as me? Listen to A to Z.
The audience is going to be absolutely frothing for this one. I absolutely know it. Okay, so it's been decided. Dinosaur 2000, the 2000 dinosaurs included in the beta version of the game, will be listed out in their entirety next week. That's the 23rd of October.
We will be listing them out all in no particular order. It's not chronological. It's not alphabetical. It's not our favourites. Mm-hmm. We might be a little bit biased as to... We were a bit biased as to which ones we did pick, because 2000 dinosaurs is not...
Yeah.
All the dinosaurs, obviously. So we did have to cull a few.
Actually, I'm just going to cut you off there, Benny. I've got a thing up here on the net that I've looked up, and there were only about over 700 species of dinosaur.
Oh, really?
That existed, yeah.
That's awesome. We need to talk about that, but we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. But think about... Okay, we'll talk about this next week, but...
It says over 700, so it could be 2,000.
So they know 700 species, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about in the species how many dinosaurs are in that species.
Hmm.
Do you mean
2,000 species of dinosaur, or they're just words?
So if you're thinking like, okay, the classic, you know, everyone's seen Jurassic Park.
Anyway.
T-Rex.
Shut up. We'll talk about it next week. I mean, like, just shut up. Like,
well, there's three.
Can I just make my point, though?
Shut up. Like,
Rob, please, can I just make this point?
Dude, I told you, just, we'll leave it. Like,
I know we're going to list off the 2,000 names next week,
next week.
We haven't been able to clarify. Mitch just brought up that there's only 700.
Yeah, and I fucking said we'll do it next week. What don't you understand about that?
I don't understand why you don't care about the fucking audience, because there's 2,000 fucking dinosaurs in this
video. I care about entertaining the audience, bro, okay? I don't care. What do you want that
We one? Have 1,300 dinosaurs to account for here.
People that listen to radio, it's a well-known fact. They want lists of information. They want engagement. They want entertainment. And they want it at a later date. They don't want it now.
Yes, but how the fuck are they gonna understand what it is?
Listen! What the audience wants is they want to text in, they want to hear themselves, okay, on the radio. I'm happy to facilitate that. What I'm saying is... Jesus Christ.
We have 1,300 dinosaurs.
Yeah, we've got 2,000, mate, and I'm going to read them in their entirety next week, okay? And it's for the listener's enjoyment. It's all for the listener. I shit you not.
Shit me not. I don't care whether you shit me or you shit me not, but we have 1,300 dinosaurs to account for now. Because Mitch fucking ruined it by saying there's only 700 species on some willy-nilly Wikipedia fact that he just looked up.
I'm going to need you to cut that fucking Simply Red off now. Jeff! Simply Red! Oh! Now! Turn it off! Jeff!
I think you heard that one.
I'm gonna get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out.
Oh.
You're the most...
He does not understand hand signals.
Oh, wait, I'm
gonna... He's smiling. He thinks you're playing with him.
Oh no.
Oh god. What's he doing?
Oh shit. Oh!
Okay, for those listening at home, Jeff and Rob are currently having a...
Get off!
In the studio. Oh my
god. Get off! Get out of here! Simply Red. Get out of here!
I think he might just be venting at this point. A lot of pent-up rage.
Okay, so there's... Oh, wow.
You good, Rob?
Okay, can we call the 000? Call the ambulance.
You're bleeding.
Rob, you got blood all over your face.
Did you bite him?
I'm simply Red.
Got your permit for your allocated parking slot? Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot? I'm just a another number. I'm just another number. We're all just a number. In the system. Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot? Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot? Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot? Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot? Don't lie to me, this is Sydney. And if you stay overtime, you've got to pay. Don't lie to me, parking ain't free. You better pay. That's a crime. Have you got your permit for your allocated parking slot?
Sydney 2000 by Sydney's crimewaveprince.gov, the fresh single. You've got it tuned to RML on FBR Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Hey guys, Robbie Armfield here. Super excited to be bringing you now episode 2 of a new podcast I've started. It's called Of Music and Men. It constitutes the musical aspect of the RML broadcast. I'm super excited to have with me this week Mitchell Jace. He will be talking about the seminal record known as Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. So many seminal in so many respects. And we'll be talking about it in some great depth and great detail. And I'm just super, super psyched to share with you now. So without further ado, guys, here it is, episode 2 of my new podcast Of Music and Men. I hope you enjoy.
Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. A seminal record, a record that we'll be talking about today in some great detail.
Why don't we dive right into it?
Let's talk about it. Let's get right into it. It came out in 1976.
Yeah.
It was the first jazz record to feature drums and the bass guitar as played by Corey Nielsen from Green Day.
Yeah, drum and bass, so basically.
Obviously, the track Green Frills featured the first iteration of drum and bass.
Known to date.
Known to record. Seminal in so many respects. Mm-hmm. Recorded in a very interesting fashion, actually, in Miles Davis's kitchen. Whilst he was living in San Francisco, he sort of brought a Quincy Jones producer around, mm-hmm. set up a few microphones, got Corey Fieldsman in, and they set up all their instruments and just recorded off the bat a number of improvisations, as jazz is, you know, it's an improvisational genre.
Some people say it's just sort of one take, you know, nonsense.
Yeah, some people say it's just one take nonsense. Some people say it's just trash.
And some other people say it's phenomenal.
Other people say it's the most seminal record ever put to tape, as recorded in Miles Davis's kitchen in San Francisco. Interesting. The 1976 album, Kind of Blue.
You can hear his wife cooking in the background on some of the records.
Absolutely. She was well regarded for her udon, funnily enough. Udon. That, obviously, for anybody that's not aware, it's kind of an Asian kind of broth, sort of a rich noodle broth.
Asian broth.
Asian noodle broth. And you can add a number of things to it. I enjoy it with...
But the quintessential part of it is the Asian broth that you get going on sort of in the middle.
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, did she know how to do it. Yeah. Unfortunately, she is no longer with us. But her recipe can still be found online. If you just type in Miles Davis, wife, udon recipe.
She's bound to garner some hits on Google.
If anybody's interested, you just Google Miles Davis, udon wife recipe.
Asian style.
Asian style, and that'll come up right away. Usually, I think it's on taste.com is where I found
it. Taste.com, okay.
And how I usually like to prepare it is I add my own flair to it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the classic ingredients, I'll just reference them now on air. It's the classic Asian broth, the thick noodles, mm-hmm. thick udon style noodles, the Asian style greens, and the Asian style meat as well. We're talking pork and chicken.
Most of the things you could pick up at a Woolies, at grocer, or one of those your Asian supermarket grocers.
Yep, for sure.
Is that Bitches Brew?
No, this is something else. We'll just listen to
funnily enough. Okay, sure.
We'll listen to 2 seconds. Shiver my timbers. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Whoops.
Couple of technical issues.
Richard, can you come and help us out? This
Richard, mate?
The microphone's falling down.
It's falling down.
All right.
Doing a segment, so. If you
I just need to put this back on. I don't know how this happened. Richard, can you...
Mate. Oh, God. Just pad in the meantime or something?
Yeah.
So, I believe...
it's just come... If you... Here, it's off.
First use of a God, I don't know what happened in this ring.
Oops. Okay, I guess I'll just hold it.
Yeah, you just have to hold that.
Okay. I'll stop this now.
Talk by Laurel Halo from her most recent album entitled Dust, out on Hyperdub. Beautiful stuff. Hey, you've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. I was very lucky last week to go to a little gig at the Horton Pavilion, a little rap trio, a little trio of rappers, Name of Migos. And we've got a new segment now in which I review it. Great depth. You'll hear it now. Here it is. Here's the new segment, Live Gig Reviews, live at the Wireless with the Reviews. Okay, here we go.
Awesome.
Live Gig Reviews.
Bad emotion. Bad emotion.
Robbie Armfield reporting here for RML, FBR Radio, the Migos concert in Horton Pavilion. Live gig review here.
Muji. One, two, three. Hey, bad Muji. Cooking it up with the Uzi. Bad Muji.
Live gig reviews.
Me Ghost there last week at the Horton Pavilion. Huge. I went along with Dan Gordon. It was great. He's through the glass there. He's nodding. He's loving
saying
it.
He loved it.
He's listening to Migos, I think. I can hear it through the glass.
Yeah. In any case, he's just nodding along to Migos.
Alongside that that exciting experience, we've got here for you some more media news. We're excited to announce that one of your all-time favourite Irish vocalists is coming out of retirement to perform awesome. Right here in Sydney, Australia this December. And I bet you can't guess who it is. Yep, you guessed it. It's Enya.
Oh, sick.
The enigmatic crooner has kicked her career back into gear with a world tour of her classic hit Caribbean Blues, which was re-released as a remastered version last Friday on Blu-ray and Bandcamp. She'll be taking to the stage here in Sydney at the Kudos Bank Arena in the Horton, with tickets going on sale this Wednesday for $2.30 for the general admission and $2.30 for the seated area tickets. And they'll be a little bit more expensive as well.
Yeah, I think that's 230, like 230.
Yeah, whatever. But what does she have planned? You know, how does she warrant such a high entry price, guys? What's she got? This show is decked to the rafters and special effects and extras. What's she got? She got.
What's she got here? I can see, I'm just reading off it. Lasers, 40 fog machines. She's got seductresses, live caged burlesque dancers. Jesus. Sirens, lots of air horns and sirens. Multiple sirens, apparently. What else there?
Yeah, she's got some military-grade lasers. We're talking class 4, 1.5 watts. Okay, you do not want to look directly into these lasers. Class 4 lasers are not safe to look at between point-blank and 275 meters out from the laser because the light rays are too close together. Strobe lights, Enya's light team has actually advised an epilepsy warning to the Australian public. Make sure you pack some serious polarized sunnies for this gig.
Oh, this is going to be off the charts.
What else has she got?
And rumour has it she's got a live robotic saber-toothed tiger that comes out midway through the remastered, reimagined Blu-ray remix version of Caribbean Blues.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's a saber-toothed tiger.
What the?
Whoa, what's
did you
that?
Hear that?
Sorry, what the hell's that?
Is there an enemy
what the
nearby?
Hell is going
is there
on?
An enemy around here?
Okay, what?
I am on edge. Okay. I am like well on edge.
What's happening? Is there an enemy around here?
I can't see anything, but
okay. I feel on edge.
We're just talking about the.
Hang on a sec. Whoa. That's Jeremy Saul and the 40-piece orchestra.
Oh,
right.
Here in the studio with us right now. How could we miss them? This is really embarrassing, boys.
They're right beside us.
Oh, man.
Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
He's not mic'd up.
Okay, I think he is bitter for some reason.
Okay, guys. All right, we've actually read the wrong press release. Okay, we're meant to announce Jeremy Saul live at the Opera House this December, playing the entire Skyrim and Morrowind soundtrack with a 40-piece.
That's the wrong press release.
Orchestra. Okay.
No, yeah, it says Jeremy Saul.
Okay. Oh, hang on. What?
Wait, that one's been embargoed.
Oh.
That press release, that means we weren't supposed to air that.
Why did we bring him on then?
No, the Enya press release was embargoed.
Oh, the Enya press release is embargoed.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Jeremy Saul. Okay, yep. Oh, 50-piece. It says here Jeremy Saul and a 50-piece orchestra.
Holy.
I can't believe we read that wrong. That's Oh, no.
Counted it wrong.
What was that? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Jeremy.
A 70-piece orchestra.
Oh, he just couldn't bring them all in here.
Yeah, he just corrected us. Yeah,
oh, 80.
40
80,
in here.
80. 80.
Okay, we're lip-reading.
80-piece orchestra.
Okay, we've just received confirmation from Jeremy Saul himself, who is here in the studio, that there, in fact, will be an 80-piece orchestra at the Opera House.
Okay, first person to text in wins 10 free tickets to the gig. Okay, the number is 0409-945-945.
Jeremy, why don't you take it away?
Take it away.
What will they be hearing?
I don't know. Jeremy, what?
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
That sounds beautiful. Yep, cut it out.
Jeremy,
cut it off. That's beautiful, man. Okay, if you want to win that, text in. The number's 0409-945-945, Horton Pavilion with Jeremy Saul and the 80-piece orchestra.
Wow. All 10 to the first texter.
Okay.
No, Jeremy.
Cut it off, mate. Cheers.
Konnichiwa. Let's take the next step. You won't regret it. Our new life together.
Konnichiwa by Donny Benet, the beautiful, sultry new single. The single launch will be happening this Thursday evening at Oxford Arts Factory. Do yourself a favour and head along. Hey, you got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. The text line is running pretty hot. We were offering some free tickets to the Horden Space Opera show. The number was 0409-945-945 with the 200-piece orchestral arrangement. Got a couple of people texting in, might have to give it away, but we've got one here that I really want to read out. In regards to an earlier segment in which we were talking about how to wake up positively and how to remain that way for the rest of the day and just be a general a good person. Okay, it says, I wake to the sound of my neighbours below me having some morning sex, then bounce out of bed and kiss my life-size cutout of Princess Leia. Crush up some cornflakes and snort them, no milk for me, because that's how I roll. I get in my tuk-tuk and drive down to the cafe at full speed, 25 kilometres. And get me a shot of monkey adrenal glands to kickstart my heart. And then I'm ready to tackle the world head on. And that's from Figgy in Belmore. Thanks so much for getting in touch. If you out there have any other kind of ways in which you wake up and stay positive.
Letter for RML. Letter for RML. You guys are RML?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
come through. Pass it here. Yeah.
We're live on air, but thanks, man.
All right, thanks, bro.
A letter.
Okay, so, all right.
Thanks.
Let me just... I guess I'll just read it out here.
Okay. Should we go reading it out on air?
Yeah, maybe we should. Okay, it's the message from behind bars. Okay.
Maybe we should proofread that, Rob.
I'll just read it out right now.
All right, no worries.
So here it is. It says, Hey there, Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell from Sydney's favourite talkback variety radio show, Robbie's Modern Life. It's me, Lieutenant Franz Casey, a prisoner of the Goulburn Supermax Correctional Facility. I'd like to start off by saying thank you so much for airing my letter last week and letting the average Australian know about my plight to see my son one last time.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. So it's... Okay, I know who it is now.
It's Franz Casey, yeah.
We weren't supposed to air that.
No, but it seems fine with it.
Air, yeah.
We were not.
Let's see what is.
I'm going to continue. If you didn't already see the headline of breaking news over the weekend, I've managed to escape the prison. I was waiting for you at the coordinates given for a full 2 days before I decided to give up and head into an internet cafe in Bungendore. Okay, so...
Wait. What? Were we meant to meet him... With the, okay, yeah, we meant to meet him with the getaway car and the weapons.
I didn't want to be involved in
any
of that.
No, I didn't want to be involved in any of that, God.
But you guys didn't remind me at all.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to do it, man. Anyway, he continues. He goes, I'm free from the terrible jail cell that had been my life for the past 40 years, but now I face a whole new challenge, and I need you guys to help me out.
Okay, right, so he still trusts us after we stood him up.
Yeah, supposedly.
He's a criminal. Why are we even airing this?
I don't know.
I know. This is incriminating. I wouldn't... Yeah.
I am now the most wanted person in the country, and with a bounty of $60,000 on my head, I'm going to have some serious trouble pretty much doing anything that involves communication and interaction with the general public. Okay. This involves mundane things, such as buying groceries and catching public transport, to the more exciting things in life, like meeting someone new and falling in love for the first time again.
God, his priorities are all over the place, aren't they?
It's interesting, yeah.
It's what an interesting... interesting list. I was not careful what I wished for, and with this newfound freedom, I've also found a newfound curse. I know what you guys are thinking right about now. How in seven hells are we going to be able to help Lieutenant Casey out of this predicament? Don't worry, see? This is what I have been plotting for the last few days. I have a lot of free time on my hands, and being on the most wanted list means I have to resolve to plotting things out of the public eye in shady alleys and abandoned warehouses. My plan is thusly. I'm going to break into Parliament House and steal the Australian Constitution. Without this document, that's the ambitious. Entire set of laws the country revolves around are in my hands, and I have the power to alter them as I please.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but...
All I want is the chance to... All I want is the chance to see my son again, and I will do anything to make that happen.
I'm not sure changing the law.
And I know you guys have my back as well.
So he wants to see his son again, and he's looking to fall in love sometime soon.
I'll meet you guys in 3 days at the drop zone on the topographic map I've attached. Bring your camo gear and some concealed weapons, if possible. Sincerely, Franz Casey.
Thank you, Franz.
Why does he still trust us? Why does he think we're going to be at the drop zone in 3 days?
Does he want us to air this? I'm not sure.
We probably, conflicting. Yeah, I know. We probably shouldn't have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suppose we'll leave it there. Mm. And in regards to who won the tickets, we've got no names associated with any of the texts, so that's that.
It's going to be difficult.
Okay. All right, we're out of here.
We'll call them. Yeah, we'll call them up.
Well, it's goodbye from Benny Bolgi.
It is goodbye from Benny Bolgi.
Mitchell JC.
Goodbye. See you later, guys.
See you, Mitch.
My name is Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. We'll be back next week with the finale again. Every Monday, midday till 1. And after this, we've got the playlist with Amelia Jenner. Sorry, you're going to say that?
Yeah, next week is actually, it's the finale next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The finale of the finale. Okay.
All right, great.
Changing the name.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We'll leave you now with a song, Scarecrow. It's by Pink Floyd from their album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, came out a while ago, but really cool. All right, see you later. Bye. Have a wonderful week.
It's still cool, man.
Very good. Love you. Bye.
And green scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a belt on his hat and swore everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up off and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate, his life's not unkind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field.